On another Sabbath, when he entered the synagogue and taught, a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And he looked around on them all and said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. The healing powers of the Lord Jesus are not like a zapper that will open the car park for you. Zappers work only within a certain range from the place you want it to reach. And only the very attentive will have noticed the zapper in the palm of your hand. No, Jesus healed or brought back to life the child of the centurion without being anywhere near the child or the family home. When a woman brushed against him deliberately so she could be healed, he knew it, he sensed it. He hadn't known her before, most likely, though she had certainly heard about him. That's what brought her near, with hope in her heart. All of this makes today's gospel unusual, shocking almost. And, as is normally the case, there's a very good reason for what is shocking and unexpected. Let me introduce it another way, too. If you or I are aware of a grave sin, we will go to confession as soon as we can. And it will be a private meeting with a priest, and all that is said will remain between the two of you. There is no public revelation of your sinfulness, nor is there a tabloid revealing of what took place with your picture spread over the paper's pages. And fellas certainly are much more private and reserved about health issues, I mean bodily health too. As a general rule, women will mention to other women what's bothering them and see if they can get either helpful advice or even an assurance there's nothing serious the matter. For me, for the most part, and perhaps for many men, I bottle it up, if I might put it this way, and don't pour it out, not even to close friends. I keep hoping it will all go away. And then Jesus asks this man to stand, come and stand here. Come out into the middle for a start. And then he engages the people standing round in a brief discussion about whether it is against the law of Moses to do good on the Sabbath day or not. So now they're all aware of the man who needs healing. That's bad enough, and he must have been what they call in Dublin mortified with embarrassment. Can it get worse? Oh, yes, it can. A few seconds later, Jesus invites him to stretch out your hand. Can you imagine how embarrassing that will have been? Whatever the precise medical condition he suffered from, Luke thinks it's best described as his having a withered hand. It can't have been pleasant to look at, let alone have other people in a crowd looking at it, and Jesus drawing attention to it by asking him aloud, "Stretch out your hand." In my view, this is all deliberate on Jesus' part, and there is a purpose behind what seems callous and embarrassing behavior on the Lord's part. For a start, Jesus is keen that we become aware of our problems, actually face them, look them in the eye, stop denying them. Admit to yourself that there is a problem and share it, knowing you can indeed receive help. Remember, this man did not come to Jesus to ask for healing. Jesus was in the synagogue and, having spotted him and likely known pretty quickly there was something wrong, if he was perhaps awkwardly shielding his right hand from view, called on him to come and stand here. The man may have been resigned to having this withered hand for the rest of his days, but Jesus knew things could be so different, so much better. When asked to stand, come out into the middle, he did. And when asked to stretch out his hand, he did so. That was as much of a prayer for healing as Jesus wanted to see. And it was in response to the Lord's own invitation that he stretched out his hands. Perhaps when we are aware of the Lord's invitation, then we will stretch out whatever it is that needs healing. Admit there's something wrong and hide it no longer. Bring it out into the open. Let's see the situation. And Luke points out that he did stretch out his hand, and his hand was better. Thanks be to God.